This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The 96th Tour de France kicks off today in Monaco. The race is especially grueling this year. French anti-doping authorities will be on high alert. And, of course, the reappearance of American seven-time Tour champion Lance Armstrong in the race 4 years after he retired has added another element of suspense. We're joined now by Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, who'll be following the race for NPR. Eleanor, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Scott.
Lance Armstrong inspires so much envy, resentment, admiration, and jealousy in France. What's his reappearance been like this year?
That's right. He once said himself, "I have a love-hate relationship with the French people." Well, the thing is, whether you love him or you hate him, he's a star. So he's injected a real sense of excitement into the race and also mystery, because at 37 years old, coming back after 4 years of retirement, people are wondering, can he really do it? And in fact, he has said himself he doesn't have the same confidence. He's even a bit nervous. But he's back, and everything you've seen, the French are glad to see him back. Lance Armstrong did an interview with a French paper today. He talked about how thousands of French people have cheered him on from the road. So it seems that the French are really glad to have him back this year.
And why is the race especially grueling?
Well, organizers really wanted to get out of this doping sort of cloud, and they want to inject an old-fashioned sense of competition and sportsmanship into the race this year. Now, the race is always grueling. This year, it's got 21 days, 2,175 miles, seven mountain stages, but they've added little things to make it even harder. Like, for the first time ever, there's a mid-level mountain to be climbed the day before the finish line on the Champs-Élysées. And this mountain is in Provence. It's not the Alps. It's not the highest. But Armstrong has described it as the toughest mountain he's ever climbed. So even the day before the finish, we can't be sure who's going to win because you've got this last mountain climb. So little things like that to put real grueling sportsmanship competition back into the race.
Yeah. I mean, usually that penultimate stage, the winner has been pretty much established unless he falls off his bike.
Exactly. And this year, unless the winner is way out ahead, things couldn't be up in the air until the next to the last day.
Are they doing anything the authorities knew to combat doping? I think, was it six riders got the heave last year?
Exactly. And it was going on during the Tour de France, and you'd have somebody who'd win a stage, and then the next day they'd be expelled for doping. So organizers really wanted to get all the bad seeds out before the race. What they've got this year is something called a blood or a biological passport. They've assembled blood and urine samples from all the riders over the past year, and that gives a sort of blueprint of the riders' norms. So any huge fluctuations will be seen. They're going to do random large testing and also specific testing. So nobody will be able to escape it, but they don't want to look like they're targeting certain people. And I think the most important thing that they've got this year, the new weapon, is they can keep blood and urine samples for 8 years, and they will continue to test them for 8 years. You know, in 3 years, we might have the capability of finding a drug that today we can't find. They're going to go back and test those samples. So if the person who wins the 2009 Tour de France doped, he might have his title taken away in 3 years. So they described it as a sort of Damocles sword hanging over the head of riders who know they've cheated.
First 8 days in Monaco. It's a time trial.
That's right. And this is seen as an immediate test, a shakeout right from the get-go to see who the potential contenders are. And what's really important about this is on the Astana team, you have two natural leaders, two strong riders, Lance Armstrong and Alberto Contador. Now, Contador, the Spanish rider, is actually the favorite to win, but both of them want to lead, but they've both said, "I'll support the other if he's stronger." So this today we might see, get a glimpse at who is going to be stronger, who is going to be the leader of that Astana team.
Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.